lows at night around 72. Then tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be in generous supply. Many towns will get one, but not every town. Mostly afternoon and evening. High temperature in the lower 90s and lows at night in the low 70s. And not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police say 26-year-old John Perryman is facing capital murder charges in the death of his grandmother, 79-year-old Evelyn Perryman. Perryman was found dead from blunt force trauma in the 3900 block of Gateway Court around 11:30 Sunday morning. Troy police have arrested a second man in connection to a shooting that left two people injured. Authorities have charged 27-year-old Christopher Guise with attempted murder. The shooting happened last week in the 100 block of Highway 231. Both victims are expected to be okay. And resurfacing work on Zelda Road in Montgomery will begin today. Construction crews will be out just after rush hour resurfacing the road one lane at a time. Drivers should expect some delays, but the project should only last a few days. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
It's $100,000 Jaguars and Jackpots at Wind Creek Wetumpka. The cash and car giveaway with two ways to win. On July 4th, 5th, and 6th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., earn 50 base points every 30 minutes to participate. Then, starting at 2:30, you can win $1,200 cash every half hour. Plus, Friday, July 5th, starting at 7 p.m., win up to $2,500 cash or a 2019 Jaguar. Earn entries starting June 1st, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Hey guys, it's Baron Coleman from News & Views. You can't be successful in the River Region without offering a stellar product or service. Chippewa Charm Tree Service has been serving the fine folks of the River Region for over 15 years. They offer free estimates, they're locally owned and operated, and they provide prompt storm damage cleanup 24/7. Follow Chippewa Charm Tree Service on Facebook or call for your free consultation and estimate, 328-2484. 328-2484. Fast, efficient, superior. Chippewa Charm Tree Service.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Jack.
We're the Plow Guys. How do we keep your driveways clean?
With commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive.
They helped with a customized insurance plan that keeps our
business on the road.
And that's news worth
shouting out loud simultaneously.
Enthusiastic yelling at the same time.
Yeah!
Terrible. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but, visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Go, oh, oh, O'Reilly!
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, our 9 o'clock name for this Monday, Maureen Love. Maureen Love, if you hear your name called, call us back at 396-5477. Maureen Love, call us back at 396-5477 to qualify to win a 1-carat Forever Mart diamond from Marguerite's.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, welcome back in on a beautiful Monday morning, this June the 17th. I'm sure something amazing happened historically today.
Kissing Valentino,
Someone said that. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 till noon on a daily basis, Monday through Friday. We have, we have award-winning radio lined up for you.
3 hours.
3 hours of award-winning radio.
On a Monday. What more can you ask for, Baron?
I know. We were just talking during the break about the different outlooks on Monday. Some people don't like Monday, and Monday sucks, and blah, blah, blah.
Well.
Anyone who talks about Monday being bad around you, banish that person from your life. You don't need that kind of person.
That's right.
Get rid of that kind of person. I'm feeling preachy today, Dave.
Yeah?
Yeah, very preachy. You don't need negative people like that around you. So if you go to the water cooler like, yeah, it's Monday. I hate Monday.
Got another case of the Mondays.
It's you know how you are on Monday. Your brain just doesn't work right. Get rid of that person. Cut them off. Get them out of your life. If your husband's like that, divorce them. If your parents are like that.
Put them on an ice floe.
Oh, man.
Get them out of here.
Get rid of them. If your parents are like that, send them to Boca Raton. That's God's waiting room down there.
You don't need that kind of negative energy.
No, you need people on Monday who acknowledge the reality that Dave and I know. If you have a big Monday, you're going to have a big week.
That's right. Those people are joy vampires. They're just sucking your joy out.
Never heard that. Joy vampire.
Energy vampire.
Well, it's true.
It is.
It's absolutely true. These people are just awful. Gosh, you know, I usually try to start with some sort of a local spin.
We got a big stack today, Baron.
This is a big stack. I'm glad you noticed my big stack.
Well, I mean, it's hard to miss.
Well, you know.
It's just sitting right there.
First thing people notice when they see
me. Laying it on the table.
Dave, my eyes are up here.
Walked in and he said, laid his stack on the table.
You know, you know how I like to show people my stack.
Well, big stack guy.
But we're going to have a big Monday because Monday's the day. Oh, the other thing, too, is we're going to quietly behind the scenes be testing the Facebook Live in...
We're
going to
perfect this.
...other arenas, and we're going to perfect it and make it so that it doesn't get bounced off and we can use bumper music and all that kind of stuff. I checked into, believe it or not, over the weekend, I checked into the IP law aspect of why we're getting dumped on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Why is our bumper music dumping us on Facebook? And what will our ASCAP, CSAC, and BMI licenses cover?
It's a lot of licenses.
Well, it doesn't. You actually need two more licenses to stream live on Facebook. You need a sync license.
Mm-hmm.
Not like sync like kitchen. But
no,
like
but S-Y-N-C. S-Y-N-C. Yeah.
Yeah, and you need a master license.
Oh, you need a master license? Oh, you my massa now? I only got one question.
So you need a master license and a sync license to be able to stream over Facebook. And then it's up to Facebook whether or not...
Right, whether they just...
Whether they'll accept
it. Yeah.
So you have to get them first before you can even ask. Then they have to approve of your platform. Because there are people, there are people on Facebook who stream music.
Right.
Background music to videos. You know, a lot of, like, 7Up has one where they and Apple, you know, they can stream on Facebook. And
yeah.
Because they'll run commercials.
Yeah.
In the background of the commercials, they'll have stuff, so. But anyway, I open with something amazing that happened over the weekend. Actually, late Friday. It was after lunch on Friday. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and...
Which is after we were off air.
...lay my stack on the table here. You heard it hit. It's a very big stack. About, 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, Spencer Collier and I got into a tussle.
Yeah. Oh, this?
Yeah. Spencer Collier was the head of Aaliyah at the time. And, I'd come into some information that I thought, as the head of Aaliyah, as the head of the law enforcement investigating agency that included, like, the State Bureau of Investigation and the state troopers and others, that he might want to know about. And so I set up an appointment with him. And I dealt with a guy named Hal Taylor, who's now the
head,
I guess, the head of Aaliyah. He has Spencer's old job. Hal's a nice guy. I got no problem with Hal at all. No problem in the world with Hal Taylor. None.
Good.
I really do respect Hal. I think he's a nice guy.
Good. Doesn't say, because I'll stand up for Hal on this one.
No, I agree.
Okay,
but Hal Taylor,
well,
and
not, sometimes people don't know where you're going to go, Baron.
Right. But so. Hal at the time was basically Spencer's right-hand man.
Yeah. He was the exo, basically.
I contacted Hal, and we had a long back and forth by text over the course of several days, 4 or 5 days of back and forth texting, about trying to schedule a meeting between Spencer Collier and me. I needed to schedule that meeting. Hal Taylor was the one orchestrating it. He was checking Spencer's calendar. He was checking with Spencer. It was supposed to be on this day. Well, we had to move it because Spencer's going to be out that day. Well, we can't do it here. Spencer's not going to be available there, so we'll do it over here. And we moved. And in other words, everyone was aware this meeting was taking place.
Right.
Everyone was aware the planning. I still had the text message. Everyone was aware of the planning. Everyone was aware of all the thought that went into it. And the meeting finally happened, like in January, maybe 2016. And so I meet with him, and nothing particularly amazing happened in the meeting. And after the meeting, I went on with my life, and he went on with his. And no one knew about the meeting except Hal Taylor and an investigator that was in there, or maybe two investigators, and me and Spencer Collier. Until a month or so later, when it kind of blew up and made the news because of an affidavit I filed in the Mike Hubbard case. And in response to that affidavit, Spencer Collier was given a choice by the Attorney General's office. You can either go to the grand jury and you can testify about the meeting, or you can file an affidavit about it. Your call. Well, Governor Bentley said, well, I don't want you to file an affidavit. In other words, go to the grand jury. But grand jury stuff is by nature secret. So go to the grand jury and do this all behind closed doors. Don't file an affidavit and have this battle in public. It'll be damaging to the governor's office is essentially what the message was. But instead of going to the grand jury as the governor, his employer, wished, he filed the affidavit against the governor's wishes. Which is fine. Except in the affidavit, he said he had no knowledge of the meeting being set up between Spencer and me. And that I showed up unannounced, without a meeting, without a scheduled appearance, and that he was homesick that day and had to come in from home to meet me. A couple problems with that story. One is it's flatly not true. He lied under oath. There's absolutely a 0% chance that story's true. I've got the text messages to prove it. Hal Taylor knows it's not true. The second problem with that story is, under no circumstances am I important enough to show up at a government office and demand the presence of the head of that agency who's out that day sick, and the head of that agency shows up. I'm not the president of the United States. I'm not the governor. I'm not a United States senator. And short of those types of offices, nobody's going to just show up to the head of ALEA, the head of 12 police agencies, and demand their presence. And the head of ALEA, the head of the 12 police agency, is on out sick that day and says, oh, I got to go in. Barron's there. I like to believe I'm that important. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not.
Right.
I am just not that important. And so that's the background. Spencer lied under oath. He's a perjurer. He's a bad actor. I've had very little respect for him since that date. I think he's a lousy human being, a lousy individual. He was eventually fired from the governor's office for essentially disobeying a direct order, and lying on his affidavit. Somehow, Selma hires this guy. Somehow, Selma hires Spencer Collier. Just in a total lapse of judgment, new mayor Dario Melton brings Spencer Collier in. In the meantime, Spencer's filed bankruptcy and all these other problems. He's there a couple of years. I think he got hired in 2017. It's now 2019. The city council basically the other night, a week or two ago, said, we're going to get rid of this guy if you don't. And Spencer goes on medical leave and announces his retirement at 46 years old. He's going to retire at 46 from state government. Said he might run for Congress. And then this happened on Friday. Here is the headline from AL.com. State's ex-top cop Spencer Collier arrested. Wife gets restraining order. Spencer Collier, the state's former top cop, in other words, the head of ALEA, was arrested in South Alabama amid accusations he filed. I'm going to need a drum roll for this. I've got one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've got a drum roll. Amid accusations, he filed a false police report. Well, I can tell you the guy has no qualms lying under oath. I can tell you that. Man was under oath and lied about me in an affidavit. I've got the text message to prove it. I'm not going to sit here and read every text message Hal Taylor and I sent in January 2016, but I still have them. They're on my phone. They're copied. They're in my lawyer's office. They're in Hal Taylor has a copy of them. I copied them all and sent them to him. Collier was booked and quickly released from the Daphne City Jail, according to local law enforcement. A spokesperson from Daphne said Collier's charge related to a report he made regarding fraudulent credit card use while he was staying in a local hotel Thursday evening. Turned himself into the Daphne City Jail around 1:30, according to Daphne PD Sergeant Jason Vinoy, who characterized the incident as domestic. His wife, Melissa, Spencer Collier's wife, Melissa, then filed a petition for a protection from abuse order. She wanted an order protecting her from the abuse of her husband, Spencer Collier. Collier currently lives in Fairhope, according to records. I do not know how he's the police chief of Selma while living in Fairhope. I think he lives in Pike Road. I mean, he has a house in Pike Road, where he was living for a while. His wife, Melissa, on Thursday requested a petition from abuse against her husband in Baldwin County Circuit Court. The couple's been married since 1991. According to the filing, Melissa Collier is accusing her husband of threatening her with physical abuse on June 12. She said he's having problems with depression and anxiety and is under extreme pressure. She said her husband, in the petition, she said her husband is of unstable state of mind. She asked the court to allow two of their children, 17 and 12, to remain in custody while her husband seeks treatment from depression and anxiety and is deemed not to be a risk to self or, self or others. I think I got his age wrong. There's no way he's 46 and has a 17-year-old kid.
Well, I mean, there is. It's
Yeah, but he has an adult son, too. Because he also dunked on his kid. This is great. This is fatherhood. This is on Father's Day weekend, by the way. He issues a statement to AL.com, said, "My adult son, who is a recovering addict and multiple felon." And then went on to give his version of the story. I mean, nothing like throwing your son under the bus because you're having a bad day. My wife filed a protection from abuse petition, so I am going to throw my adult son and let everyone know in the paper and in AL.com and in the Associated Press and everybody else, I'm going to let them know he's a recovering drug addict and multiple felon. Where do you think he learned how to be a drug addict? What was the, remember that old PSA that used to come on Saturday afternoon?
I'm not
you are
this.
Right. I learned it by watching you. You remember that?
I do.
Did we play this the other day?
Car no. Wash? No. We've not played this.
We've not played Car Wash?
Mm-mm.
This is good bumper music.
It is. Claps.
I mean, that's just a nice little thing there. Anyway, that's the Spencer Collier saga. I just remind you.
The Ballad of Baron and Spencer over here.
A lot of my troubles from a few years ago were because Spencer lied under oath in that affidavit and totally mischaracterized everything that had happened between him and me and Aaliyah and everything else up to that point. And it just feels good when someone you know is an under oath, on the record liar is exposed as such in the state's media. It just feels good. Just feels good. 21 minutes after 9 o'clock. 21 minutes after 9 o'clock. Dave Mallory, Baron Coleman here with you. Not at the car wash. We're in the attic with no static here at Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACB.
for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas. That's how you get in touch with Tom Latham over at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. 284-9292. You can also check him out online, pennyearn.co. You can find him on Facebook, where you can find time-lapse videos, before and after videos, hard-working crews out there making Montgomery and the surrounding area beautiful again. They do everything to do with concrete. Their stamped work is incredible. It's the best stamped work I've ever seen. Their stamped work is like a work of art. Absolutely incredible. But aside from the stamp work, I mean, just the regular foundation work, the polished concrete they do, the indoor-outdoor application, the staining, the dyeing. There are people who have concrete floors in their house or their restaurant or their business. We had concrete floors in a business where I worked before. They're very easy to maintain. They're durable, obviously. And they look beautiful. They look absolutely beautiful if they're done right. Contact Tom Latham. He'll explain how to do it right. Tom Latham, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, 284-9292. Check him out on Facebook, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, or find him online, pennyearn.co. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. Suzanne, you are on the air.
Good morning, Baron.
Good morning, Suzanne. How are you?
Morning, Dave.
Good morning. Suzanne, how are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to let you know, don't feel bad, Baron. You weren't the only casualty of Spencer Collier's rain.
Yeah?
Explain.
Yeah. Well, I worked under him for 2 years at Aaliyah, spent all of my time trying to maintain that place and keep it going, and he was never there. I mean, you talked about how many times you rescheduled that appointment. That was not just you. No one could get an appointment with him because he was never there. And I don't understand why we're paying, the state is paying him $500,000. I don't understand that. Maybe as a lawyer, you can explain it to me.
Yeah, it's just a settlement.
Yes, but...
I think it was $625. I don't know why everyone's reporting $500.
I thought it was $525.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Somebody had a picture of that check there.
We should not pay him a dime.
For what he was accused of, I know personally he was guilty. Misuse of state funds, I know he was guilty. I had receipts, and nobody wanted to talk to me. In fact, when I brought it up and was questioned and had to do, you know, go through the FBI, nobody wanted to talk to me, and they buried it. Mm-hmm. Then they pushed me out.
Yeah, there was it seemed anyway, I don't want to speak to anyone's motives. It seemed like there was a concerted effort to try to exonerate Spencer Collier as quickly as possible because he was a key witness against Bentley. It's the same reason with Bentley, some of that stuff was hidden for so long that finally came out because he was a key witness against Hubbard. And then when it looked like he was no longer going to be a good witness for the state against Hubbard, then everything comes
right
tumbling down on his head. And then he has to be done away with.
You just described the infrastructure of the cesspool that is state government.
That's right. That's right. It's a good call, Suzanne.
Good to talk to you, Baron.
Thanks, Suzanne.
Bye.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get. That's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline, by the way. Anyway, I don't want to spend 3 hours talking about Spencer Collier. He's not worth it. But I did find a great deal. I did take a great deal of schadenfreude. I had a tremendous amount. I can't help it.
Can't blame you.
Reading those stories, so I'm going to throw those in the trash. Another Alabama public official having a very bad day. A longstanding West Alabama sheriff been indicted on federal charges of wire fraud and filing a false tax return.
Whoopsie.
Amid allegations, he pocketed $400,000 from the food fund for jail inmates, which is fine. I think that's potentially legal.
It depends on like when he did it, right?
Yeah. But now...
Although, wait. We have a thing, right, when laws go into effect.
Ex post facto?
Isn't there a date, like, when they pass a law and then it gets signed?
Some of them
are
certain. Some of them take 30 days.
Some of them happen immediately?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm pretty sure, I know in a lot of states, I'm pretty sure in Georgia, they all are not legal until, July 1st or so. There's, a date after which they're legal or whatever.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, it seems kind of dumb, but who knows? I mean, I guess it gives people time to comply, or in this case, time to wire out all the money that you've squirreled away.
Well, but he wasn't arrested for the squirreling away the money. Mm-hmm. He was arrested for defrauding a food bank and his own church.
Oh.
Here was how the scheme worked. It's fantastic. It's 68-year-old Sheriff David Eugene Abston. He's been sheriff for 32 years. He was elected at 36 years old. He's now 68. It goes back to what you and I were talking about the other day, Dave. A lot of these people that get arrested or indicted for government corruption aren't in their first or second term.
Right.
You get comfortable, and after 32 years, you're like, you know what? I got an idea. Here's what he did. He's got 7 counts of wire fraud, 2 counts of filing a false tax return. Yeah, he wasn't arrested for squirreling away the money.
Right. And you do have to report it.
And he didn't report it. But here's what he did. He went to the food bank. The West Alabama Food Bank. You know, we have the Montgomery Area Food Bank here. He went to the West Alabama Food Bank, and he opened up a food bank account for his church. Because what you do is you go to the food bank and you say, okay, I'm a charity. We need food.
Mm-hmm.
And you buy the food from the food bank at a very, very reduced cost. So he went there and he said, all right, I go to Highland Baptist Church in Gordo. Now, I'm going to open up a food bank at the Highland Baptist Church in Gordo, and we're going to serve the poor, and we're going to serve people on disability. And
by the poor, you mean him.
Well.
Himself.
Got there eventually.
Oh, okay.
But we're going to serve the poor. We're going to serve people on unemployment. We're going to provide them free food or greatly reduced cost food. And the food bank says, yeah, great. We will give you our food at a greatly reduced cost because of that. Then he opens up a bank account at his church, Highland Baptist Church in Gordo, Alabama. So the Baptist church cuts a check to the food bank for $80,000. The sheriff cuts a check to the Baptist church for $80,000. So the Baptist church isn't out anything. They're just a pass-through. They get the money into the church, and instead of giving it to the poor, they give it to the jail, the food for the inmates. So he's buying food at a greatly reduced rate and feeding it to inmates and then pocketing the money.
Pocketing the difference or whatever.
Yes. Yes.
Yikes.
That is, that's not just a...
So really, basically, he just got greedy.
Yes.
He got, like, super greedy and wanted to make more money off of the food fund than he could.
And I know legal. Sheriffs don't get a ton of money. I get that. They might make 100. I don't know what they make. Between 90 and 150,
yeah, but, like,
probably.
Dude, listen, Gordo?
Yeah.
I mean, 100 in Gordo, you might as well be a trillionaire.
You can't spend 100
in Gordo. You might as well be King Solomon. Or who was the richest dude in the Bible? Yeah, I mean, like.
You can't spend 100 grand in Gordo.
Yeah.
There's not 100 grand to play. There's not $100,000 worth of stuff to buy.
Right.
Don't we have an appellate judge from Gordo?
Do we? Probably.
Yeah, it was the DA up that way.
Oh, yeah. Is that Chris McCool?
Chris McCool.
Yeah.
And he's a preacher at one of those Baptist churches. I wonder if it's this Baptist church he ripped off.
That's speculation, Baron.
Well, no, I'm not saying McCool would be in on it. I'm saying McCool would have gotten ripped off along with the food bank and everybody else. I don't know if it's the same church. I don't know. How many Baptist churches can you have in Gordo?
Probably like 48.
Well, how many?
If there's 109 people, there's 42 churches.
How many people are even in Gordo?
9.
I'm looking it up. Gordo, Alabama. Is it on Wikipedia?
I would think so.
Oh, there's 1,700 people.
Oh, so there's at least 200 churches.
There could be possibly 200 Baptist churches in Gordo. The biggest one has 25 people. Actually, no, the biggest one has 500, and everybody else has 10.
Right.
Our number, 272-9228. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, my friend Greg Wren over there does a fantastic job making sure employees and employers pay as little money as possible for their health insurance benefits and their dental and their vision and their disability and their life and everything else that you should offer your employees. And if you're not offering your employees those things, shame on you. Offer your employees some benefits. It's good for them. It's good for you. Keep them around longer, especially in this environment. You know, everybody I know has a job offer somewhere. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Cornerstone Managing General Agency will help you retain your employees, keep them happy, keep them healthy. And all you got to do is call them, 356-1502. 356-1502. You can check them out online, cornerstonemga.com. cornerstonemga.com. But they do a good job. They do a good job. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. It's 35 minutes after 9 o'clock. We are rocking pneumonia and boogie-woogie fluing our way through this break. If you'll hang with us, we'll give you highly rated, intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio on the other side of the break. Is that a fair deal?
It is.
It's a steal.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see, we could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
News Talk 93.1 is calling names in a good way. And if your name is called, you could be the winner of a one-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Yay! I hear you.
Well, you just mentioned my name.
Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. And we'll call out names all week long for you to qualify.
Thank you so much!
Awesome.
A one-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Summer doesn't officially arrive till Friday, but we are back to a summertime pattern for sure. Sun and cloud mix today. Another very humid day with a high temperature in the lower 90s. There'll be a few hit or miss storms here and there. Not every town will get one. They'll be mostly around in the afternoon and evening hours. Tonight's low 72. Then tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, a generous supply of scattered showers and thunderstorms each day. In fact, they're likely, but again, the best chance in the afternoon and evening. Low 90s each day, lows at night in the low 70s, and not much change Friday from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love, that's a man insane. You broke my wings, but what a thrill. Goodness, get rakish and quitting balls of fire. I let that love.
Hi, guys. Welcome back. Oh, at the end of this segment, I'm so excited. I am so excited. ASC Credit Union has the new big announcement, and that is this very, very, very day, and I'm so excited about it. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get us the guest, it's the guest insurance hotline. That's the, what is it called? That's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. Why can't I think of that? I have a total brain meltdown right there. All right, last little piece of local news. I think the last little piece. I might have more buried in here. Guys, I know this is the last thing you want to think about during the summer. But blood donation, man, it only takes about 15 or 20 minutes. It can save up to 3 lives. It is really healthy for you. And right now, LifeSouth Community Development Coordinator Melinda Hines says that they are in an emergency need at this point. I'm not eligible to donate because I just donated like 3 or 4 weeks ago. But summer is really, really a hard time for them. They'll take any type A, B, or O, or AB. If you're O negative or O positive, they really, really love you, and they really need you. If you're giving for your first time, it just takes about 30 minutes to get set up. After that, it's real quick. You just pop in. You don't need an appointment or anything. You just wander in. You can make a lunch out of it. You can sit there and drink their sodas, their cookies, their crackers, their snacks, chips, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I go in there and have it's like Golden Corral to me. I go in there and mow through the groceries and then donate and then mow through the groceries again before I leave. You can almost skip lunch. There are times when they cater lunch up there, like on big deals. You can get pizza and everything else. But anyway, so if you are eligible to donate, and most everybody is, if you're eligible to donate, you can go to LifeSouth. It's on Carmichael Road. Very, very easy to find. They're open all the time. There are blood mobiles all over the river region, so you can get on their website and find one of those. But I do encourage you to donate. You or someone you know may need it in the future, and you'll be glad somebody else donated when it's your time. So might as well pay it forward, as they say, Dave.
That's right.
Pay it forward. Have you ever had one of these Impossible Burgers?
I have not.
Okay. They are in 9,000 locations around the country.
Burger King's, right?
Burger King, too. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, all kinds of places. White Castle.
Mm.
They have Impossible White Castles. You know what I say to all this? You people are gross. You people are nasty. Why would you eat this stuff? I looked up the ingredients of the Impossible Burger. I don't care how much it tastes like beef. A, it doesn't taste like beef. B, you're not saving the planet. C, you're digesting soy. Men, you know what soy does to men? Turns them into women. Stop eating so much soy. Occasional soy sauce here and there ain't going to hurt you. You start plowing through soy burgers 4 times a week, you're going to grow boobs. I don't know if that's true or not. But I wouldn't want to risk it. I don't want to know.
I have heard that.
It can feminize you. It has female hormones in it. Impossible Foods, known for its meatless cell-based burgers, now available at 9,000 restaurant locations nationwide, cannot keep up with demand for its product. They're struggling to keep up with the, as they call it, scorching demand for the Impossible Burger. And it's a nationwide shortage. They now have Impossible Burgers at Red Robin and White Castle, as well as Burger King locations.
I'd be curious as to, I'd love to see some market research on this. Are people going and eating that for the curiosity, or are they going and eating that for the...
purported health benefits?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I would try it once, because, I mean, I'll try just about anything once, and just about.
I'm curious how it tastes.
Yeah, I kind of
because I've had enough people say it tastes just like seared flame grilled.
Well, I
meat.
Guarantee it doesn't.
It can't.
I mean, it's just
it can't.
You know, I mean, unless it's like the, you know, like McDonald's French fries where they like inject, you know, beef fat flavoring into it or whatever.
Used to.
Yeah.
Muslims complain. Ruin that thing.
Allegedly. Yeah, well, I just.
Do you ever soak your French fries in sugar water before you fry them?
I don't know. I mean, I don't generally fry things.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, I'm not, you know.
If you leach the starch out of them for about 24 hours, and then you drain that starch water out, you cut up your French fries, you throw them in fresh cold water, you rinse them 3 or 4 times to where the water's running clear off of them. You sit them for about 24 hours, leach every little last bit of starch available on the surface out. Then you dump that water out and you put not quite simple syrup, sweet, but you know, maybe a cup to a gallon of water.
Right.
Cup of sugar to a gallon of water. Put that in there and let those soak again overnight. You've got yourself some really good French fries. Hmm. Nice crispy exterior. Not sweet at all.
Right.
But it you're basically taking the potato starch out and adding a cleaner saccharide to it.
Right. Well, the key to good French fries is that crisp outside in the
and that's what
middle,
the sugar water, you know? Yeah. Here are the ingredients of the disgusting aforementioned Impossible Burger. And some of you people eat these and think you're doing yourself a favor. Water is the number one ingredient.
Well.
Number two ingredient, soy protein concentrate. In other words, chick juice.
You got to get your protein somewhere.
Coconut oil. Sunflower oil. Potato protein. Methyl cellulose. You know what methyl cellulose is? Sawdust.
Oh. Well.
Yeast extract. Methyl cellulose is what they put in the grated Parmesan.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it from sticking. You're eating sawdust.
Well, tastes good.
It's wonderful. I love shake Parmesan, but I don't want it in my burger.
Right.
Yeast extract.
Right.
Cultured dextrose. That's sugar, by the way. Food starch modified. That's sugar, by the way. Soy league hemoglobin.
Blood.
Salt. Soy protein isolates. That's your third soy ingredient. Mixed tocopherols, vitamin E. Zinc gluconate.
So
I don't need zinc. I take zinc every day.
Right.
It's good for you. Keeps you in the
mood. What's a gluconate?
What, zinc?
Sugarized zinc?
No. You got to bind a zinc zinc atom, you've got to bind it to something else. Your body really can't take it up real well. It's not stable.
Okay.
So you bind it to something else, and gluconate is one of the molecules that comes out. Thiamine hydrochloride, sodium ascorbate. I guess that's vitamin C. Mm-hmm. Niacin. Take niacin every day too. Pyridoxine hydrochloride, riboflavin. You know, I've eaten burgers sometime. I think, you know what this is?
Riboflavin.
I cannot taste the riboflavin, Jerry. Please hook me up with riboflavin. But I mean, this is basically a mash of soy garbage mixed with some vitamins and flavor and sugar. I just can't imagine what the hell you people are thinking. I'll try it once.
So, I might know a guy.
You know a guy that's had this?
No, I might know a guy that operates a some restaurant.
Now, listen, as hot as this thing is, I would serve it at my restaurant. I just wouldn't eat it.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is like, if I, you know, what if we you know, do some kind of radio challenge type thing?
Ooh.
You know, where we try it.
Oh, my God.
We couldn't do it on air because we're not allowed to eat in the studio.
Well.
But maybe we could get a special pass.
We did a Golden Flake taste test one time on air.
Yeah. What do you think?
I'm not opposed. I'll do it. Let's get a Whopper. We'll split it in half. Okay. You get half a Whopper, okay. And we'll get an Impossible Whopper. We'll have J. Scott set it up, and we'll blind taste test it.
Okay.
And then we'll grade each one, mm-hmm. and then he'll reveal to us
which one is which.
Which one is which?
Ooh.
We could get Jay or Kristen or Emily or somebody to handle that.
Yeah, I think we could do it.
Emily's mad at me, so let's not get her.
Okay.
We'll get Jay or Kristen. We'll feel like Burger Virgins.
That's right. This really reminds me of Reservoir Dogs.
This song does?
Yeah.
How?
There's a great monologue in there about it.
It's been a long time.
It's not anything I can say on air.
All right, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. I'm going to wait and hold it until after the break for the ASC Credit Union.
The reveal?
The big reveal. We'll be back. 272-9228.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Jack.
We're the Plow Guys. How do we keep your driveways clean? With commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive.
They helped with a customized insurance plan that keeps our
business on the road.
And that's news worth
shouting out loud simultaneously.
Enthusiastic yelling at the same time.
Yeah.
Terrible. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but, visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Go, O'Reilly.
Right.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joe, me gotta go, me oh my oh. Me gotta go, pull the P-Row down the bayou. My Yvonne, the sweetest one, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
Jump. All right, guys, I got big news. ASC Credit Union, I told you you're going to want to get in on this.
Huge.
How about a free checking account that pays you up to 4% APY annually?
Hey, now.
That is Kasasa Cash. It's called Kasasa or Kasasa Cash, Kasasa, we'll say. You get refunds on ATM fees nationwide, no minimum balance requirement to earn rewards. But if you want the 4% APY, you got to put $30,000 in there.
Well,
They have a cash back program. It's a free checking account that rewards you with 3% cash back up to $12 per month on everyday debit card purchases, not just on gas and groceries or restaurants. There are no points, no category restrictions, just flat out cash back. So you can walk in and say, I want the Kasasa cash back checking account. Boom, right there, up to $12 per month cash back. Just free money. They're just giving you money. Most banks offer you have to pay them to keep a checking account.
Yep.
They're now paying you to keep a checking account. They also have the Kasasa Saver account. It's a free account. You link it to your Kasasa Cash account, and it gives you easy, high-paying savings. And your Kasasa Cash rewards, like the interest you earn, the refunds on ATM fees, they automatically transfer to your savings account, where you earn up to 1% on balances up to $100,000. So you get cash back for your purchases, and then you automatically get the cash back sent into a savings account that earns interest on top of that. It's free. It's free. Everything here's free. You pay nothing for it. There's no minimum balance required to earn rewards. Of course, there's never a minimum balance required on ASC Credit Union checking accounts, period. There's never a minimum balance required. But if you want the Kasasa Cash, you have to have a little bit of some money in there. But look, man, free checking and savings accounts, just a few qualifiers, and it rewards you in ways that matter. You get high-paying, automatic savings. Your mega bank doesn't care about you, people. ASC Credit Union cares. So get by ASC Credit Union when you get a chance. 9 locations around the river region. I don't know what Kasasa means, but just ask them for those cool new checking accounts that launched today. That's what you need to do. Say, I need the checking account that launched today. And they'll get you squared away at once. ASC Credit Union, federally insured NCUA, equal opportunity lender. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here, 5 minutes to the top of the hour. I mentioned before we went to the break about the blood shortage.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese dissidents are being executed for their organs.
Oh.
Former hospital worker says. I've been saying this on the air for a while.
Yeah.
There's a guy named, we'll call him George. This is from the New York Post. There's a guy named Zhang Guoji. Says he still has nightmares. He was interning at China's Xinyang Army General Hospital when he was drafted to be part of an organ harvesting team. So he thought dead people were going to come in. Instead, a live prisoner was brought in with his hands and feet tied to each other, but very much alive. They laid him out and tied him back down while he was alive and sliced him open across his chest from belly button to neck and started pulling organs out of him.
Wow.
They first went to his kidneys, said cut the veins and arteries. The guy told his shocked intern. George did as he was told, and of course, blood went everywhere. This guy's still alive. Then the doctor ordered George to remove the man's eyeballs. Hearing that, the dying prisoner gave George a look of sheer terror. And George froze and said, I can't do it. So the doctor quickly leaned in and did it himself.
Gosh.
He was so unnerved, he quit his job at the hospital and returned home. He later fled the country to Canada, assumed a new identity so that China wouldn't come track him down. He had proof of all this, by the way. There is a transplant tourism industry in China. People can't get a kidney here, so they go to China. This is where the kidneys come from. Live prisoners, political dissidents. Yet somehow, we're told of the virtues of communism by people running for office. Bernie Sanders and others. We're told of the virtues of China and how we should do border do better trade with them and stop being so mean and petty over here. Experts estimate that between 60 and 100,000 organs are transplanted annually in China. And if you multiply that towards the average cost, you start to see why China's doing it. It can generate up to $10 to $20 billion per year in straight cash. And where do these organs come from? George wasn't told anything about the background of the young man that he helped kill. He just said he was under 18 and in good health. So these are children.
Jeez. That's a nightmare.
That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. One particularly fresh source of fresh organs for China's transplant industry in recent years has been the Falun Gong. It's a Buddhist sect that in 1999... Party Secretary Zhang Zemin said that was outlawed.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of the group's followers were arrested and have never been heard from again. May or may not still be alive in a vast network of secret prisons. May never reemerge, at least not with their kidneys. That is China, ladies and gentlemen. When your globalist corporatist overlords show you some shoes made in China, they may be made by people waiting to have their organs harvested against their will while they're alive. You don't know that. We don't know where these Chinese things are located. We don't know what they're doing over there. But as long as you can earn a tidy profit and not have to pay, you know, pay fees to a guy up in Toledo, Ohio, right? It's worth it.
I read a story this weekend about... A funeral home crematorium in Colorado that was, they were harvesting, they were either harvesting organs or mostly they were selling cadavers.
Yeah.
Because that's legal.
Yeah.
Not legal without your consent, but.
Auburn House Wash, if you're on hold, sit tight, I'll get to you after the break. Auburn House Wash, 826-WASH is how you get in touch with Spencer Mann over there at Auburn House Wash, 826-WASH. He's got a great deal going on right now, and I'll add one. He's got 15% off if you call on the radio. You get a whole house wash, 15% off. That's roof, sides of the house, and the driveway. 15% off, just mentioned you heard on the radio. He's not going to harvest your organs. Don't worry about that. He's licensed, insured. They got everything you need possible. Spencer's a fantastic guy. But also, they're hiring outside salespeople. So if you want to earn up to 15%,